الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ريد درود شريف إن شاء الله. This etiquette and adab which we have just heard about our parents. This is when it looks like our parents, they like not worthy to be respected, like they, their lives are not right or something. If they are such pious, righteous, then you don't need encouragement. Then everyone follows them. So this applies when we think that they are not like right. This applies then. So how much that even our nafal namaz we must break in any case. Imagine what the position. And also, and even farz namaz, if we detect urgency in this song, then also understand that this is what we'll get when we send our children to maktab, learn deen, where they'll teach them respect for their parents, du'as for their parents. And if we send them to other places where they are taught that our parents are monkeys, that we were born from our parents, and parents are monkeys. What a difference. So see where where we send our children and what training we give them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. With regard to our namaz postures, the first was our legs. We must see in farz namaz, it must be straight on the line. Or our own namazes, make sure my two legs are in a straight line. One must not be in front of the other, one ahead, one at the back. Four fingers apart, the Hanafis. Shafis, one shibar, one handspread. And both facing Qibla, very important. The next then is the raising of the hands. Yeah, also lot mistakes. Some people just do this. And like Shafis, for example, they have Rafi Yadain, raising of the hand. Every posture, they raise the hand, most of the postures. So it's not just doing this, and some just pick like this also. You'll see common. Then, no, Rafa Yadain means to lift the hand up to the ear lobes. Some people, and also remember that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's namaz, whoever described it, said it was the most beautiful namaz. You could detect beauty in the namaz of Nabi. That is, he didn't just like rush up, down or something or anything. Like the hands also, some people lay them to ear. This looks like a very monstrous beast or something. Some like, somehow they make the idols or something like that. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's namaz would never be like that. And the most beautiful is that the thumbs must touch the lobes of the ears. And the hands must face the Qibla. Not just like this backwards or something, or just sideways. It must face the Qibla, and it must be just on their habit. You don't have to close the fingers, open them, just like normal. But you must raise them, and they must be here, touch the lobes of the ears. And okay, again to remind that till our outward postures are not right, you can forget inside concentration. All these postures are to make concentration correct. Though it looks like two different things, but our concentration will not be correct until our postures are not right. So we should not raise the hands up to the elbows, for example, or too high, too low. They should be here to the ears and facing the Qibla. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So that is the outward posture with regard to the raising of the hands. Allah make that we become conscious and we correct our namaz. If we have just learned our whole Ramzan Chilla just to the postures of namaz correct, understand we have got a very, very great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And this of course is not just to know, but that we practice it. With regard to the hadith of Hadrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, further we carry on about iftari, we read the great value of iftari. Sehri is a mubarak meal, and this month and all our meals are enough to make us awliya, eating. What the deen Allah has given us, that you eat your enjoyable food, and you enjoy your food, and you become a wali of Allah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who, when he eats, he says, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah, he makes shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala becomes the beloved of Allah. And a beloved of Allah is the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, the beloved of Allah. So eating food, we can become walis. If we can't get up for tahajjud, we can't make any lot, mujahada, ibadat, just eating. And also, those who are married, just having relations with your wife is enough to make you a wali. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you have relations with your wife, there is sawab in it. The Sahaba were surprised, the radiyallahu ta'ala. They say, we're satisfying our desire. And in there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, had you satisfied your desire in a haram place, wasn't there sin and guna on them? They said, of course. So, when you do it in the right place, there is great reward from Allah. What a beautiful deen, where are we opting for the ways of the kuffar, and we following in their ways. And we're not even aware what the beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. It's a deen through and through for only goodness in this dunya's life. Every aspect, facet, way of life, it's only goodness. And for akhirat, we'll see that so much so, we read about parents now, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when parents worry about their children. Like for example, they are gone, I wonder, I hope they're all right. And they were supposed to come 11 o'clock, for example. 10 o'clock, they're still not here. They said we're coming 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. For all that great reward by Allah Ta'ala. The worry parents have of their children. What must be happening? My child is in madrasa boarding school. And what must he be doing? What is happening there? For all that is the great ibadat by Allah Ta'ala. So if we can only realize what value Allah has given us, and we wasting our time in totally wrong and haram things, even in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And the value of being parents, the value of being children, the coolness of the eyes. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا. Wives, partners also, children also. قُرَّةُ الْعَيْنِ. And the coolness that make them the source of great joy and pleasure. And this can be only in the Islamic way. Otherwise, in the other way, we know what they call the old, Maulana was, Mufti Sahib was shy to take the name, old topi, or old timers, or all what the words we use for them. And for the mother also, what terrible words we use. Whereas, what great honor they have. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this is a month, the first of which brings Allah's mercy. The first 10 days, the rahmat of Allah. The middle 10 days, forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And the last 10 days, itqum minan nar. You are set free from the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi later in the kitab explained, those who had prepared for Ramadan before, they came prepared. Rajab Allah gave us, our namazes come in order, our yaqeen, or the absolute qudrat and power of Allah, that Allah can do anything in not a split second is also too long. That to take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for the journey of Mi'raj, which would take how many light years. And in fact, now astronomers have got another term that even light years, they can't explain that to speed, how fast it is. There is a new term for that. But this was even faster than that also. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Or according to some ulama, Allah Ta'ala stopped time. Time just came to a dead stop, which Allah did on other occasions also for His choice servants. Until they could make the Asr namaz, for example, various things. So understand the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And even more easier to understand it, from here, build our yaqeen on the qudrat of Allah. It's absolute. That when Allah Ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What's in your right hand? He said, قَالَ هِيَ أَسَاي. It is my stuff. قَالِهِ أَسَاي. And immediately, Musa had the the opportunity of speaking to Allah, so he lengthened the talk. Otherwise, just to say asai was enough. فَأَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِعَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. I take support on it. I'm looking after my animals, I use it, and I have lot other work I take from it. Lot other work, there is great significance in here. Musa alayhi salam's mind was, that time, was only dunya's work. Like I take support on it, I use it for my animals. Allah was going to show that in future, that very stick you'll be using to show great miracles. The stick will be the means of hidayat of people. And what things will be in that stick? أَتَوَكَّوَ هُشُّ بِعَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. Allah showed you that Musa alayhi salam, you are seeing great benefits in there, but throw away those benefits. Alqiha, throw it down. That is, in other words, that is all nothing. فَأَلْقَاهَا, he threw it down. And then, in that, as soon as he threw it, a dead stick, what got no life in it, became a living snake. Which all the things of a snake were in there immediately. The eyes of the snake, the brains of the snake, the whole anatomy of the snake, the breathing system, the digestive system, everything was immediate. So understand the qudrat of Allah. Allah, who we are believing in, what deen Allah has given us, don't compare with nothing in the world can compare with it. What a deen, just our yaqeen. What a yaqeen Allah Ta'ala has given us. Also, on the lighter side, one imam was making namaz, and he was reading this ayat. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هِيَ أَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّهُ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِعَلَىٰ غَنَمِ وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَىٰ. As he read this, there was actually a living snake in his sajda's place. Now he is making imamat, and there is a living snake now. So he froze immediately. Which happened to Musa alayhi salam also, great Nabi of Allah. He also froze when Allah Ta'ala, then Allah takhaf, akbil, wa la takhaf, khudha, catch it, Allah said. But he had the imam, he froze, so now they all giving him lukma, khudha, wa la takhaf, catch it and don't be frightened. And he's frozen. Again, khudha, wa la takhaf, khudha, wa la takhaf. So he said, tell your father to come catch it. I'm going to catch the snake here. And this is also ajeeb. In Mozambique, we went to one place. They opened a new masjid. They were busy building it. And in the meantime, they just put up a grass shack, roof, place for namaz. The imam was also with us. He explained. And in fact, just as we were turning in, what it was, a snake or what, it came straight to my toes. I don't know what it did on the shoe, and it got missing immediately. And now they told us, go there, and they told us stories there of that place. That snake just come out. The imam was making namaz khutbah, and there was a snake behind his head. And he didn't know, and he's carrying on with his khutbah. And all the people are seeing what's happening here. All were frozen. So Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, but then alhamdulillah, they didn't have any incident. They had many snakes, dangerous snakes, coming out there in that place. But they carry on with their ibadah, no incident. So everything is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So understand the qudrat of Allah. The same way, the same stick Allah said. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going with Bani Israel, and they were going to cross the water now, and in front of them the water, behind them Fir'aun with his army, and they knew Fir'aun. What a ruthless, what a terrible person he was. He would just kill. How many children of the Bani Israel he had killed? So they said that, oh Musa, where you brought us? That in front is the war sea, behind us is Fir'aun. You sandwich us in azab. Immediately when this yaqeen is there, and this is the quality of not only a Nabi, but every mu'min. He said, kalla, never ever. Inna ma'iyya rabbi sayahdeen. With me is my Allah. He will show me a way. Imagine where you are standing. Firaun's army behind you, the sea in front of you. If you delay a moment, Firaun's army is on top of you. If you rush fast in, you're running into the sea. And at that time, what it means, Kalla, ma'ya Rabbi, never ever. Allah is there for me. This is that iman we have to build. This is the first thing that we need, is our yaqeen and our iman, which really of great ulama say, we got no yaqeen. Maulana Adil Khan's father, Maulana Salimullah Khan, rahmatullah alayhi. When this Afghanistan thing was happening with Osama bin Laden, etc., Mullah Muhammad Umar, and they accused, which is totally false, of Osama bin Laden bombing America and attacking America. It's a story without any head or tail. But unfortunately, how many of us fell for that? Anyway, so they said that, go to Mullah Umar, the ulama of Pakistan, and go and explain to him that he must hand over Osama bin Laden to the Americans. Mullah Muhammad Umar, out of the question, for what must we hand him over? Bring some proof that he was responsible. They got no proof, we must just hand him over. Anyway, what he spoke with the conviction, with iman, Manana, Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah said, I was teaching Bukhari Sharif about 50 years, Kitabul Iman. But that day I learned what is Iman. So Iman is not the taqreer we make. Iman is something else. Imagine, we can't even imagine, no matter how much we speak about it, we still doubt that Iman of Musa alayhi salam there. That what Iman he had. It's death in front of you. And with itminan, kalla, inna, ma'ya, rabbi, sayyadeen. Well, I explain another very important point also. Musa alayhi salam, because of the weakness of Bani Israel, he said, inna, ma'ya, Allah is with me. Allah will show me a way. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Ghari Hira, the cave of Hira, and the enemy were right on top, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if they just have to look down now, they will see us. And they are out to catch us. They are out to kill us. They want the ransom which has been put, 100 camels, whoever brings Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or kills him, na'udhu billah. And if they just have to look down, they will, Nabi alayhi salatu comfortably, la tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. He didn't say, inna Allah ma'i, that Allah is with me. Allah is ma'ana. This shows what the position of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. That Allah's help is not only with me, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he said that, in that Allah's help is with me, for Nabi alayhi salatu, inna Allah ma'ana. They don't have any fear. Imagine you see openly you're going to be destroyed. There's like no doubt on it. But what yaqeen on the Zat of Allah Ta'ala. And enough in the lives of the Anbiya, great awliya, presently in the world, those people who have a little bit of that iman, trust in Allah, they don't fear anything whatsoever. But we, without in comfortable conditions, we don't think of Allah. Our namaz, which we say is, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya, my namaz, my everything is only for Allah. But in practice, it's not at all for Allah. Our whole namaz, our ruku, our sajda, so that full yaqeen, that is what must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And contrary to the world, when Rabi Abni Amir, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went for a meeting with the non-Muslims, when they called him, and they put red carpet treatment for them, the most expensive carpet, and he went with his spear and he just made holes in it. It had no value, not even cardboard or paper, plastic value in their eyes. But today, the things of the dunya, which are kuffar made in all cases, and we have got so much of respect for it. And Allah's law can break, it means nothing to us. But the things of this dunya, one teaspoon, one toothpick, one small thing, somebody breaks it, we got a big problem. And Allah's big commands of iman are broken, and we got no problem with it. So we have to think, may Allah Ta'ala give us to understand the great value this deen and Allah's great qudrat. So Mi'raj is also to understand that. How did so we should think on Mi'raj. Then, what have we got in Mi'raj? Namaz. And namaz is that to pearl that yaqeen in Allah. That is what our namaz, every namaz should be taking us closer to Allah, to the qudrat of Allah, to the mercy of Allah, to the unlimited warehouses of Allah Ta'ala, of Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness. Every namaz is supposed to take us closer. Not that we wish that it gets quickly finished. Really, if we even wish that Taraweeh was 40 rakats, that instead of one supara, that we read 10 supara, and with itminan we stood for it. And with great, great release and enjoyment, our ruku, our sajda, everything, and we wish the imams also can do it properly. They don't rush the whole namaz or something. That is how that enjoyment should come of deen. And that is what is in namaz. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has put the coolness of my eyes in namaz. Namaz I enjoy. When one time, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri rahmatullahi was of the silsila of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi. And this was before partition of India and Pakistan. He had invited Maulana Madani rahmatullahi, who was of the other school of thought, that India must not be divided, Pakistan must not be made. And they were of the school of thought, now we should have our own Muslim country, and we should have our Muslim country, Pakistan. Anyway, before this happened, he invited Maulana for a program at his masjid for the weekend, Juma Bayan, other Bayans, meeting people, etc. So he came personally to fetch Maulana also. Very long journey from Deoband all the way till the border, and then going to Jalandri where they were. So the train journey those days. So when they came to a place where Fajr namaz they had to make, and it happened that it was a junction where they service the trains and all that. So the train would be standing for a while. They changed the engines also, put on new engines. So about half an hour at least. So they said, Fajr time, we'll get off and make it on the platform. And who will make namaz? Muhammadani rahmatullahi. So he performed the namaz, and he was itminan in safar. He's reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Ad-Dahr. And they finished all their work, changing of the engine and the whistle of the train, that now the train is going to move. And then the water also, and the conductor also, he shows his flag that the train is... He came and stand by them and told them the train is going to be moving now. But Maulana just carried on with his namaz. A few of the satis, they got on the train again. Their goods were there. And Shariat has shown, if your goods is to a very small amount also and you think you're going to lose it, then you can break your namaz. Somebody will take your shoes or something. You are making namaz as a musafir. All the rules of Shariat are there. But they went back on the train. But Maulana carried on. The train moved also. And then Maulana finished his namaz with itminan. This is, we can't imagine these things. And then Maulana Khair Muhammad told Maulana, on an occasion like this, you could have read short surahs also. So Maulana said, I also know all the masalas. Could read short way in safar. And I also know that when the announcement was made, then what you call it, we could break our namaz and go on the train. But he said, Wallah, I didn't hear one thing. I was so absorbed in my namaz, the train's hooter, the train's whistle, the whistle, the guard came and he made the announcement, I didn't hear one thing. So this is what is called istighraq fil namaz, which we don't have as in anything. Our zikr is to bring this in us, but in our zikr where our thoughts. And Muhammadani rahmatullahi alayhi, he was also very particular of sunnahs. You can't even believe how a man could follow sunnahs, how Maulana used to. So his sunnat namazes also, now ulama say sunnat namazes we should make in the masjid. because today there's a lot of weaknesses. People will think you're not making sunnat namaz if you don't make them in the masjid. So, but he should make his sunnat namazes at home. So they had a little platform. Normally this was how the houses of UP are till today. Uttar Pradesh, the province there, that they have a platform where the family sits and eat also on their platform. The ladies make namaz also, a little raised platform sort of. So Maulana was making his sunnahs there, and Maulana loved greenery, shrubs, creepers, greenery Maulana loved. So as he was making namaz and all the creepers, etc., a snake came about just 12 inches above the head of Maulana. And Maulana is making namaz with itminan. The house ladies saw it, but for ladies to take action is very difficult. They called some passerby from the road to please come. They came, they killed the snake, and in the process, some leaves of the creepers and that had also fallen down. Maulana with itminan finished his namaz. And then he saw these leaves. He said, who broke these leaves? Because he loved this greenery. He said, Allahu Akbar. Maulana, don't you know there was a snake and how many people came? What to you and cry? And they killed the snake and death. He said, I didn't hear anything. And we, even now when we'll come, now it will have an effect on us. And we'll go and sleep. I must take rest. Maulana calmly walked to the masjid for his Jamaat namaz. That whole episode had like, did not register with him at all. So this is, we are far, millions of miles away from there. But at least have some idea. So in the month of Rajab, which Allah gave us, the month of Shaban Allah gave us, the night of Shab-e-Barat, what a great night. And the ibadat of that night, and the roza of the day, which all our elders observed. All of them observed it. And Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity when we lived in Deoband, when we went in Jamaat, with the family, we stayed in the houses of the great Buzurgs, and we saw their lifestyle. We saw, our family saw the dressing of the woman of the Buzurgs, how they lived in their homes. All that Allah gave us the opportunity. We saw they all kept this roza. And they observed this with great, great reverence. Not just like by the way or something. It was something great in their lives. So a person who prepares like this and he comes into Ramadan, the first of Ramadan is already bringing all the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. An example that we usually give, that if your car is parked on an incline, a bit high, and it's a manual car and you put it in first gear, you put it in fourth gear, or if you got the fifth or sixth gear also, and you want to take off from there, it will just shake a little bit, and then it will switch off. It hasn't got the power to carry on. So if we have come into Ramadan without preparation, we are coming in the fifth gear, in the sixth gear. So we find that many people, first Taraweeh or two, three Taraweehs, and then the car shook, and they flat now. They're sleeping at home now. One, two rozas they keep, and then they're waiting for 27 roza now. The whole Ramzan, no roza. But those who came prepared, and you're on your way, now you are moving, cruising already. Now you're going to fifth gear, sixth gear. It's going to be much more economical, and you have no strain on the engine also, and you're just going to be cruising. So who become prepared in Ramadan, from the start, they're just cruising in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And they won't feel any strain also. They will just be enjoying. So the first 10 days. And those who didn't prepare, who came unprepared, then by the second 10 days, they get their forgiveness. And those who didn't even prepare at all, nothing, and they observe the first 20 days, now they come into the mercy. They get freedom from the fire of Jahannam in the last 10 days. So Allah make it that we always prepare well in advance. Start 100 days before Ramadan. To 3 months and 10 days, the countdown now get prepared for in there. And then with the coming of Rajab, even more. And Shaban, even more. And we have come properly. Then a person looks forward to Ramadan. He will just be enjoying cruising and just getting the enjoyable drive to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One of our friends gave a very good example that Ramadan is like the palace of the king, which the king has thrown open the doors And he said that you can just take from here all the pearls and jewels and diamonds which are there. So there are two instances which I've come across in my limited knowledge of similar like that. One is of Mahmud Ghaznavi Rahmatullahi, which today present time is Afghanistan. He was the king there, Ghazn. His slave was his slave Ayaz. And another instance also of a king, very similar to two, who had a slave girl, very, very beautiful, his favorite slave girl. So both of them, the two incidents are very similar, made announcement that all the pearls, diamonds, etc., whoever takes whatever, he puts his hand on it, it is his. 100% fully his. And what great pearls, diamonds, emeralds, rubies. So all went pell-mell, running, rushing as much as they could take. But Ayaz and Khalisa, her name was, they stood still. So okay, haven't you heard my command? Repeat your command, O King. What is your command? He said that whatever you put your hand on is yours today. You sure? Repeat it again. Then they walked up to the king and put their hand on the king. They say, if you are ours, this is a small fraction what you have put out here. Now everything of yours, if you are ours, everything is ours. What is in your in the safe and what is going to still come, all that will be also ours. So Ramadan, gather all these great, great favors which Allah has given us, and don't forget the greatest, get Allah also. That is, we get Allah also. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Zameen meri, asma mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine whatsoever. So this is that month that we can take all the ibadat, etc. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say that usually we explain, and it is the reality of our deen, all the great amount of reward, sawabs. But Hazrat says, don't become like a Hindu. Hindus and Jews, for them only money, numbers count. They only worried of profit. Hazrat used to explain, a Hindu, for example, has got his shop. Pretty woman will come. He doesn't look at their prettiness. He wants money. He sees where I can make more money, with which customer I can make more money. One Hindu, Hazrat explained, he became ill, old age, dying, last illness. So he told his accountant, work out that if I have to die, then naturally people going to come visit to the house, etc. Now feeding them, and also how much my medical expenses will be. Will that be more? Or the people coming to eat, will that be more? We will opt for that which is cheaper, which is less. If I have to die, doesn't matter, but we mustn't spend more money. So their mind just works like that. So Hazrat says, we also don't just work with sawab, number of sawabs. So much sawab in this amal, so much sawab in that amal. Work with love. Like for example, our great buzurgs, the two nafil namazes of our last two of Isha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should sit and perform them. Now, there is difference of opinion and the arguments carry on both sides. Must we stand and read them? If you stand, you get double the sawab. If you sit, you get half the sawab. The other buzurg say that even if we get half, but this was the practice of Nabi alayhi salatu, we going to do that. Even if we get half. So this love aspect is very, very important also. So we should see this month also that all the ibadat and the great, great reward, that also must be ours. But don't forget to get Allah and the love of Allah. That is the main thing. So that must be our target, that how we can find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is the month that the first part brings the forgiveness. The second 10, the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah. And the last 10, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. From there also we can see that famous hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam climbed the mimbar 3 steps. And that is also, Allah give us tawfiq, if inshallah wherever we are, if we happen to be mutawallis of masjid, imam, the sunnat mimbar is 3 steps. And now mashallah, brothers of Medina Sharif worked on it, and a replica of the mimbar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam they have made. Also 3 steps. Just 4 steps, 5 steps, and the Turkish mimbar, which has got 8, 10 steps. And even Masjid al-Nabawi, when the Turkish were in charge, that mimbar has got how many steps? One old man, he said, that all this argument of so many steps and sunnat and what is right, he said, that is nothing. All they want is because the imam climbs high, because at the back on the balcony, all the women are there. So he can see them properly. And they can see him properly. So he said, that is all what they want. But the sunnat is the 3 steps. On each step, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a baddua. And according to some narration, Jibreel Alayhi Salaam told him to make the baddua. And then Jibreel Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen on that baddua, on that curse. And one of the curses is a person who finds Ramadan and did not have himself forgiven. And Nabi Ali Sallallahu Wasallam, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, if we work it out what it means, impossible that the person who's like far from deen, just a little bit something of deen he does, Ramzan, he'll also be forgiven. So much of forgiveness. And yet if a person didn't find forgiveness, and we should take it that what level my iman, taqwa was, my yaqeen on Allah, if he didn't improve a little bit for in Ramzan, after Ramzan, I'm back 100% to square one. Ramzan, we did a bit more. We got up for Sehri, etc. We Taraweeh, we went, we did this. But after Ramzan, our Isha namaz is missing. Our Jamaat namaz is missing. Fajr namaz is missing. Then realize that Ramzan of ours did not go well at all. Okay? So this is that we achieved this from Allah Ta'ala. Whosoever lessens the burden of his servants in this month, Allah will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. Imagine, who is this person who will lessen who is in dunya, absorbed in dunya, but he makes it less for his workers. Ramzan is here, we'll start 1 hour late, our business will start. We'll finish 1 hour earlier. Zuhr time, we close the shop. All must go for namaz. Just doing that he does. And he's a dunya person. His interest is in dunya. On that also Allah will give him, Allah will free him from the fire of Jahannam. How merciful is not Allah tabaraka ta'ala. When the floods came, or was it the riot time, we went there, and there is Maulana Asif, our friend, from where, mashallah, recipient of rails. He showed us, they did lot of work also, and he showed us one place, where those people, the owner, when it was time for the Zohar, business must close, complete, all must go for namaz. The workers, everyone, when all that riots took place, etc., he said, they this side's business, they looted it. This side, they put fire to it. But this business, 100% safe. And that is not our object also. This dunya and what happens here is just little ibrat Allah. Main Muslims' iman must be on akhirat. What is going to happen after? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. This little bit Allah shows His favors, punishes in dunya, we make that the big thing. That see how he suffered in life. That suffering is nothing. What will be the suffering in akhirat? That he did this good, see how lot of good, that goodness is nothing, mu'min's eyes must be on akhirat. This dunya just, that is ni'mat, ni'mat mu'ajjal, that Allah gave you a ni'mat in advance. But that is not the object. Our eyes must not be on the benefits and all art, the mood, all the punishment qawm may know. That is nothing what punishment will be in the akhirat. This dunya's punishment of qawm-e aad, that winds that blew, all that is وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. And all that لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, that we turn back to Allah, make inabat ilallah, rujoo ilallah, that is the object. So yeah, this dunya's things, we shouldn't, as a mu'min, we should think of the real dunya is an imtihan ka. It's a place for your test, is not the place of results. Results are in akhirah. results will come out there. So we must be worried about akhirat. Not that if you'll do good, you'll get this good. It has been promised in hadith also. It is there, but that is not the object of a mu'min. Object of a mu'min is akhirat. And this dunya, what Allah gives, and for ibrat He gives something, and we take a lesson from there. But our real object must be the akhirat. So those people who just make work lighter for their workers in this month, for them also. But yes, as Hazrat explained, this is also in the case that those workers also, they are also keeping roza. If they not also keeping roza or anything, then it doesn't mean anything to them. The worker, the owner also, the workers also must be of that caliber. And in this one, four things you should do in abundance. La ilaha illallah. And really this is the most valuable thing. And just the words La ilaha illallah, they are so valuable. Laysa laha hijab dun Allah. There is nothing that can stop La ilaha. It comes out of the tongue of a believer and is by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Immediately by the arsh of Allah. And it breaks open the treasures of Allah. Our Shaykh explains this hadith, that is Hazrat's explanation. Your La ilaha illallah, how many, 1-2 seconds or split second, and it has reached, you are still here, but it has reached there. And it's gone into the treasures of Allah. What La ilaha, it has reached there, opened the treasures, taken for you, and illallah, it brings into your heart the treasures from there. And these treasures must be ma'rifat of Allah. Yaqeen on Allah, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, that was if we make our zikr like that, then see, one sitting of zikr, 100 times La ilaha illallah, where won't it take a person? But unfortunately, our whole life we are making zikr, but we don't reach anywhere. While we making zikr, zikr is to remember, to remind. But we are not reminded, we still all in our dunya all the time. So this is the time that this La ilaha illallah. In one hadith, Sharif it comes, which also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained, that a person who reads 100 times a day La ilaha illallah, 100 times a day you read La ilaha illallah, your face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat explains this very beautifully. The 14th full moon is a symbol of beauty used by Muslim, non-Muslim poets also when they write their poetry. Ancient poets also and modern poets also. The moon is the sign of the symbol of the great beauty of Allah and the perfect beauty. In other words, just by reading 100 times, you will have perfect beauty, splendor in your face. Your handsomeness, you cannot imagine what it will be. The greatness, the beauty of your face, you cannot imagine by reading 100 times La ilaha illallah. And then Hazrat explained that here in this hadith is not mentioned that you make namazes, that you get up for tahajjud, you keep rozas, only that you read 100 times La ilaha illallah. And Hazrat Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's words are so complete that every aspect is included. When Hazrat explained the new moon, the crescent, which always there is a lot of controversy also, whether the moon has been sighted or not. These people say sighted, these people say don't sight. In one house some are making Eid, some are not making Eid. All this which carries on is because just that light tip of the moon, the crescent, which couldn't be seen also easily. Some people saw it somewhere, others didn't see it. It starts like that. So much of that light, very little. But with your 100 times La ilaha illallah, as by the 15th night, the 14th night, that the whole darkness is gone out now. Now it's only light. So just by your reading La ilaha illallah, it will push out your laziness of namaz. It will push out your looking at other women. It will push out your speaking lies, all the gunas. It will end by the 14th. If you just read 100 times a day, it will push out all that and you'll become like the 14th full moon. And then remember now, remain, istiqamat is very important. When you have reached there, now don't again become like the 14th full moon after that again. That again all the light goes out again. And it becomes again full of darkness. When you reach this every day 100 times, you did it in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, and you reach that level, then fastaqim kama umir, then remain steadfast on it as you have been commanded until maut comes. As Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullahi used to explain, that if you spend your life like Ramzan, your maut will come like Eid. And if you spend your life like Ramadan, that is, observe Ramadan your whole life properly, the commands of Allah, Eid will come, not new shoes and new clothes and all the biryani and all the sweet meats and that of each day, but the meeting of Allah Ta'ala. Your maut will come when you go and meet Allah at the time, and al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is that bridge that joins the lover to his beloved. And where you are joined with your beloved, it's everything for you in the world. And you, the lover of Allah, and Allah your beloved, not some other woman of the dunya, but you, the lover of Allah, and Allah is your beloved, and Allah is your lover, and you are the beloved of Allah, and that meeting takes place. What is first night? What is any other meeting when you meet Allah? But this is all for us. So this is that month where with this La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, after asking of forgiveness of Allah, what a great thing. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, man lazim al istighfar, a person, a kathar al istighfar, who reads istighfar in abundance. And abundance, ulama, Allahu Akbar, say three times plural, it is included in there. Otherwise, tilka asharatun kamila. Otherwise, 70, which is common with the Arabs, anything which is when 70 was a very big number for them. Now we talk of millions and billions. For them, 70, that means, too much. 70 times a day. Istighfar Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to make 100 times a day. So a person, then, ja'alallahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. From every hole which you cannot come out from, you are holed up in a hole. And there is no way you can get. You can send no SOS message, no emergency service. Nobody can come to your service or help or anything. With istighfar, abundance of istighfar, Allah will take you out from there. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمِّن فَرَجًا. And every whatever worry you can have, Allah will open doors. هَمِّن, also nakira, that means any, all types, innumerable worries you have. Faraja, also innumerable. Allah will, for each problem, Allah will give you 1,000 solutions. So just by making istighfar. Istighfar is, and so this is the month for us there. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give you a rosy from sources you could not imagine. And really, all these things in our life, Allah gives everyone that occasion, even non-believers. Those occasions come in our lives when we could have made our iman. Who saved me at that time? Those moments of life which were very dangerous. We all go through that. What could have happened at that time? Like a big accident could have happened. Many things could have happened. Who saved me? Only Allah. All that is as-sa'idu mawwa'idha bi ghayrihi. As-sa'id, a fortunate person, a person who is filled with goodness, he will take lesson from other people's stories. And a person who is bent for destruction, meant for destruction, his own life stories, he won't take a lesson also. Otherwise, even for non-Muslims, those occasions have come in our life that we could have realized it was only Allah who helped me at that time. Otherwise, what should have happened to me at that time? And these come to every person in his life. So Allah has brought that so that yaqeen must come on Allah Ta'ala. So also rosy. A person who understands this will know there seems to be no connection. You are sitting in the masjid making tawbah istighfar, and Allah is giving you rosy from sources you can't imagine. You are not going out to work or anything. You sitting at home, tahajjud time, you are busy. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. You are doing that, but on that, the yaqeen of a mu'min, Allah is going to give you rosy from sources you could not imagine. Where, who comes with that rosy? How that rosy comes to you? You can't believe, and this is 100%. It's a matter of having that yaqeen and knowing that the sky can take the place of the earth, and the earth can take place of the sky. Mountains can fly in the air, but my Nabi's words can never be wrong. 100% they are right. That yaqeen we require. And then see, all these things which are promised on two basic concepts, yaqeen, and we mustn't have gunas on us. Ask for forgiveness from our gunas. Two things, and all these great, great things happen to a person. So Allah will give rozi. And also, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ No, لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ That till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was present, Allah said, by the barakat of Nabi alayhi salam, I won't punish them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ And that one guarantee is taken away, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left us. But if we just keep on making istighfar, Allah says, I won't punish you. Mawlana Thanvi explains on this ayat that in dunya that punishment won't come, akhirat it will come. And this is for the kuffar. And this is when they used to make tawaf naked. Imagine Kaaba Sharif. If a person is inappropriately dressed, it's a problem. But naked. And what? No, talbiya labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Whistling and clapping hands. That was their ibadah. But that also they used to keep on saying, Ghufranak, Ghufranak. Oh Allah, we seek your forgiveness. Allah says, those that terrible gunas of theirs, but I won't punish them. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَيْفَ بِمُؤْمِنِ الْأَبْرَارِ When istighfar helps the kuffar in such conditions of guna, then for the mu'mineen, abrar, and they make istighfar, what won't they get from Allah Ta'ala? So istighfar is a great ibadat. So we should make, but read this, and not just just by the way, and we're not even understanding the meaning. La ilaha illallah, great thing. Nastaghfirullah. That we seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And we think about that forgiveness also. Then the other two things which we need. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. La ilaha illallah. Nastaghfirullah. Nas'alullah al-jannah wa na'udhu billahi min an-nar. And to ask of Jannah. Jannah, how many of us are huffaz here? Ulama, we are teaching tafsir also. But we don't think of the great ni'mats which Allah has kept. For example, where Allah Ta'ala says so many places, وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعًا وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعًا إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرْبًا أَتْرَابًا إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً Our minds don't go. Allah has drawn vividly the figure of the Ghurul Ain, that how Allah has made them. If we have to explain all of dunya's woman, of their figure, then we all will need ghusl before iftari now also. We'll spoil our rozas also. How Allah has explained what the beauty of that. But our minds don't go to that. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Faja'alnahunna abka. We have made them virgins. Even after you have relations, they are still virgins. And that man knows what a virgin is who got a virgin. Today, unfortunately, this is also lost to this great ni'mat is also lost, all because of the Western way of life. And mainly in their schooling, that we don't find no man is a virgin anymore, no woman is a virgin anymore. Illa mashallah. So, and those, they will be permanently virgins. And what that enjoyment, فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُبًا And they are masters, they're not masters in PhD of this and that, in love making. The art of love making, they are masters in that. The art of having sexual relation, they are masters and forever in there. And there your youth and your vitality will be at its height forever. There is no old age that's going to come to you there also. No sickness that will come to you also. Your vitality forever and your path is... See, what has Allah prepared? Where are we? وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ And not one, two places in the Qur'an Sharif, how many places Allah has explained what is Jannah. So, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ It must have meaning this when we read this word, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ And we seek protection from Jahannam. And Jahannam also, we read the ayat, in Taraweeh we will read, neither the Imam thinks of that. He is more worried I mustn't make a mistake. But the meaning of it, we don't think of it. And neither we are more worried he must finish now. He must just quickly go and finish. And he is more worried I mustn't make a mistake. But what we have to worry is something much more greater. For example, for Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذِلْ أَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ When there will be the collars on their necks, that they can't move their head, and it will have an effect, even with your eyes, you won't be able to move your eyeballs this way or that way. And they will be fastened in chains. إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ Then they will be dragged in boiling water. One drop of boiling water we can't endure on our body. There they will be dragged in boiling water. This COVID time, one young mother in Joburg, she also, somebody had it and she boiled water to inhale, as a remedy. And as she was walking, she tripped and with that boiling water all on her little infant child, small little baby, and in a few days the baby passed away also. That boiling water that fell, what the mother, till today she must be going through, that this happened at my hand. And this. So in Jahannam we'll be dragged, Allah save us all, each and every one. ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ Then they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ They will have clouds of fire on top of them. At the bottom they will be sandwiched in fire. وَذَٰلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَةً Allah says, I'm frightening you people with this. Understand what my punishment is. I'm informing you. If you disobey me and your destruction in dunya, destruction in akhirah. فَذَٰلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَةً يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ Oh my bandas, fear me. Allah is warning us, telling us, I'm warning you of this severe. But we just read, I made 10 khatams. I make 20 khatams, I make one khatam a day, but no consideration for all this. This is what has to come. Then Ramadan will be Ramadan. If these realities come into us, and we see that my looking at other women, my temper, my anger is the wrath of Allah, is my destruction. That person's life is made for life. But if we just all just sawabs we wanted and we just acquired sawabs and no reality of deen came into us, then it is like Jews and Hindus. We just all only superficial, we just so much sawabs. I made so many khatams, so much sawabs I got, which is also an object. But the real, to bring the reality of deen, to get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. Let us understand, think of it, the great month which Allah, what a valuable month Allah has given us. And then easily it will be to make the ibadat will become easy. To get the closeness of Allah, our namazes will become namazes. Our dhikr will become dhikr. Our akhlaq will be such that when we go home, our wives will be surprised. You went from here as a beast. I know your character. I know how terrible you were. You are now like an angel. You are now so humble. Then that has to come into us. And the world will become a place of peace if we just observe Ramadan correctly. Allah give us tawfiq.